Hello and welcome to day 3 of the 5-day mini vacation with your angels program. I'm Kate Large, and I want to thank you for registering to receive this program and be a part of it. I'm so excited to be sharing today's session of love with you. So get comfortable, sit back, relax, and breathe into the angelic love that we're going to be sharing. So during our 30-ish minutes together, we're going to access the love that is your essence. And through that love, hold healing for you and your inner child. Okay, so for today's program, I'm going to share with you how I received this miraculous love method and how powerful it's been for me. And then we'll align our human bodies with that energy of the angelic realm using the quiet your mind exercise like we did yesterday and the day before. And then we're going to experience that beautiful guided journey of love with the angels. So let's begin. On the first day of our mini vacation with the angels, we met your worry angel. And I hope you've remembered to keep him employed by giving him every little worry that shadows your heart. And yesterday, on the second day of our mini vacation with the angels, we met angels of gratitude who helped you expand your awareness of gratitude and access the love consciousness of gratitude energy. And on this third day of our mini vacation, we'll work directly with the energy of love. And together, the angels and I will show you how to focus and manage the power of love energy to create a higher outcome. Sounds exciting, right? And it is, but it didn't start out that way. I learned this method of working with love energy over a decade ago when I was really struggling. Back then, my daughter was an AP honor student who was graduating in a few months, and she was giving me a hug and telling me that she loved me before she went to bed, and we weren't fighting, but something was wrong, something that she wouldn't tell me. And then she ran away from home, and I couldn't find her. I was beside myself. Couldn't eat, couldn't sleep, could not find her. And then one night, as I lay in bed begging for help, but trying to sleep, the angels came in with a rush of love and an amazing spiritual journey that changed everything. In my mind's eye, I found myself in a dark, open space. And then there was a light. And Princess Diana walked toward me from that light. And I remember clearly she had on a blue pencil skirt and a white blouse. And she walked over to me where I was standing and hugged me. And she took both my hands, looked me in the eye, and she said, "A mother's love is impenetrable." And then she assured me that those of the angelic realm were with my daughter and that she would be working with her personally. She let go of my right hand and she turned. And then I saw that Mother Teresa was walking toward us. And she took my right hand and Princess Diana's free hand, and we formed a circle. And Diana instructed me to put an aspect of my daughter in the middle of our circle. And then she told me to release all the fear and worry that I was feeling and to remember back to the day when Jessie was born and I held her for the first time. And she told me to recapture that feeling of how much I loved her and to send that love to her in the center of the circle, to send it to Jessie. And she wanted me to envision bathing Jessie with all this love of my heart. Well, of course, I did what she told me to do, and as I was sending all this love of my heart to Jessie in the middle of the circle, Princess Diana and Mother Teresa did the same. And within moments, Jessie began to glow with the light of the love that we were sending to her. And then that loving light began to swirl back to Princess Diana, to Mother Teresa, and to me, and we began to glow brightly with loving light till we were all a glowing ball of love. And then I noticed a beam of light coming down from above us to connect us all as one with all that is. And within moments, I felt as if the foundation of my life had shifted. I had consciously reconnected with the love essence of my being. And as a result, I had shifted from pain and fear to love. And I suddenly felt whole again and that Jesse was safe. I had this really deep knowing that Jesse would be fine. And she was. Now, the behind-the-scenes details of what happened that night were these. I consciously chose to release that very human need to hold on to the worry and the pain of the situation I was experiencing. And I shifted my internal vibration through love energy when I consciously chose to send love to Jesse in the center of the circle. You know, love energy is where our power is. And remember, we can't be in the vibration of love and fear at the same time. And you may not know this, but that etheric umbilical cord between mothers and their children is never really cut. As a result, like I mentioned in another angel session, when we worry and are afraid for our children, they feel that judgment on them, and it's uncomfortable. So when I transform my worry energy to love, I remove that mother worry judgment that I was subconsciously pounding Jesse with through that etheric cord between us. And that love energy opened the way for Jesse and I to communicate. She reached out, and together we worked through the depression that she'd been struggling with. A meeting with Princess Diana and Mother Teresa in spirit that night was, oh my God, that was an unexpected surprise. But when I think about it right now, it's still just as crystal clear as it was in the middle of the night all those years ago, like it just happened. Now, the experience of this healing through love energy changed my life and gave me a miraculous support tool that works for everything. Now, I discovered that this simple healing method works for all life events and situations. I mean, one day I used it while standing in line at the post office. Now, I don't recommend that, but the point is, it's that simple. Now, before we go any further, I want to share with you that I'm on my spiritual path too, just like you are. Life is a journey of learning to choose to be the love energy that we naturally are over the fear that the physical world teaches us to be. It's conscious clearing away of the cobwebs of fear to reveal and be the love that we've come here to experience. And my spirit lives in a human body just like you. And I get blindsided by adversity. I experience disappointment. I have stress. I have bouts of fear and fog of overwhelm, but now I know what to do when I have those experiences of fear energy. When I let it in, I know what to do. Now, through my years of exploration, I've discovered miraculous, simple support tools that work. They work to create and live my highest and best good. However, I still have to remember to use them, to tweak them, and combine them together in packages to maintain that love vibration where my happiness hangs out. Now, years ago, I actively embarked on a mission to face and disconnect from every shadow of fear that's been buried in my subconscious archive. Fear from both this lifetime and previous lifetimes. Well, to do that, that fear has to be revealed. There is nothing warm and fuzzy about that. So back then, with my active intention in play, The universe would put me in contact with my hidden fears through some form of adversity so I could transform that fear to love energy. And then sometime around the first part of 2011, I began to feel a really strong sense of urgency, like I was right on the cusp of a huge breakthrough. And you may feel like that now, like you're on the brink of leaving the struggle behind and finally creating and living the life you really want to live. Well, back then, I was right there. But the motherlode of all fears stood between me and my dream job description. I could see that light of ease and grace before me, you know, at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So I bravely demanded to be shown the energy of fear that I needed to heal. The universe did not hesitate. It responded by hitting me right between the eyes with a life situation that, from an outsider looking in, it really wasn't such a big deal. Really kind of nothing more than breaking a nail. But to me, from my not good enough hidden fear energy, life stopped. And I fell into a tailspin of fear that threatened to destroy me. And it all stemmed from a deep-seated fear within me of following my heart where my work was concerned. Now, how many of you listening to this are struggling with following those nudges of your heart? Well, the dreams within me and my angelic guides had been showing me for years that my fulfillment was stepping fully into my spiritual work. Yet, you know, my human brain stopped me by focusing on building websites for others as my source of financial flow. Like, you can't do that spiritual work, you're not good enough for that. And that tailspin of fear that I found myself struggling to recover from, well, it forced me to make a choice. Because in the depths of my despair, my fear, my doubt, I remember sending out a newsletter to my Soul Kisses community and then walking out to my patio, sitting down, and saying out loud, maybe I just need to walk away from all of this, this being my spiritual work, and get a real job. And then I clearly heard, who's going to hire you? You've been out of the corporate world for 10 years. I started to cry because I felt trapped and helpless. I was so scared. I was being so human. But you couldn't argue with that. So I got a tissue, walked back into my office, and I sat down at my desk to get back to work. But I checked my email first. And right there in my email, I found messages, message after message, responding to the newsletter that I sent out. My Soul Kisses family were right there with me, every step of the way, showing support to continue my spiritual work. I don't remember what I shared, but whatever it was, it meant a lot to them, and that validated my direction. And it was then that I could see my tailspin of fear for the illusion that it was. There's no fear in love's source. Fear is an illusion of this physical world. And I knew from deep within that the power of my essence, that love within me, was stronger than physical world illusion. But again, I'm still human, so I asked my angels to help me heal that fear within me, and they did. My intention was to use that healing circle of love meditation, that method of sending love that I told you about earlier, and to send it to myself, like I did with my daughter. But the angels took it a step further. The angels joined me along with, to my surprise, many deceased loved ones, relatives I hadn't even thought about in years. And I realized that just what a big deal these moments really were. So we all held hands in a circle, and an aspect of me walked into the center of the circle. And I was so surprised to see that that aspect of me was my inner child. And we all sent love to this inner child aspect of me, and she accepted the love. She grew, and she grew into the adult aspect of me, fully confident, radiating with self-love in grace. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to join with the angels of love and open your heart to that very essence of love that you are. We'll begin by sending love to the inner child aspect of you, healing the wounds of your heart, the doubt, the helplessness, the powerlessness, the worry, and the fear. And as those wounds heal, your inner child will grow to reflect the physical adult housing that limitless spiritual being that is you. And just like our previous meetings with the angels, just simply allow yourself to take in whatever you experience, whatever you see, whatever you feel in your heart. Just simply allow yourself to experience it. But before we do that, we're going to settle our mind chatter. So if you'll just place your feet flat on the floor, and with your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a really deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now with another really deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And just embrace those blessings and that gratitude to your heart. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't answer, just ask, who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now just simply allow yourself to be aware of your body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. So now take a few deep breaths and we'll meet the love angel. So together we set the intention to open our heart to connect with the essence of love that we are, to heal the inner child within. And we'll pull forth the light of God from within and expand with it into a higher level of consciousness of unconditional self-love. So with your feet still flat on the floor and eyes closed, we begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we gratefully come together as one, opening our hearts to the essence of you, the essence of you that is our core light. And we ask for your help to set aside the physical world teachings of limitedness and fear and open our hearts to connect fully and completely with that love, light, essence of our being. In unconditional love. And we actively, consciously step into the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the wisdom of the knowing within of the limitless possibility that we are. In gratitude, amen. So just take a really deep breath and allow yourself to see before you in your mind's eye that mighty oak grounding tree. And just walk up to the tree and gently step into her loving essence of God and Mother Earth. Just step into the tree and allow your feet to mold into the roots of the tree, down into the soils of Mother Earth. And those roots travel deeper and deeper into the center of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core light of energy within her. And with another deep breath, just pull that vibrant healing light back up through the soils, up through the rocks, through the clay, up through your feet and your legs, up to your heart. And the branches of your grounding tree, they open wide to the loving breath of God. Take a deep breath and feel the love of God merging with the healing energies of Mother Earth in your heart. Just breathe in deeply and allow this healing, loving light energy to expand outside your heart to the tree and the space around you. Just breathe in the light. And notice that as you breathe deeply, the light begins to take on a slight pink glow of love. Breathe in deeply the sweet love of the light. And allow yourself to feel the gentle brush of angel wings as angels of love join you. Another deep breath and just see that your space is full of angels. Look closely. You may see that a few deceased loved ones or ascended masters have also joined you. There are so many that you find you're now in an open space to accommodate everyone. Together, you all begin to hold hands, forming a circle. And then more angels gather around you till there are several angelic circles surrounding you. Know that you are safe. Now the aspect of you that is your inner child walks into the center of the circle. And now together we choose to open our hearts to all the love that is you. And you send that love to your inner child in the center of the circle. A light of glowing love flows from your heart to his or her heart. Take a deep breath and notice that love, light is now flowing from each angel's heart area to your inner child. And this proceeds throughout each circle of angels till everyone is connected with the loving light. Your inner child begins to laugh and giggle, dancing in the love. So now take another deep breath and allow the loving light to flow back and forth between you and your inner child. Take another deep breath and see your inner child begin to grow and laugh with joy, with full confidence of who you are. And now step into that inner child aspect of you, becoming one, and breathe in the love of all the angels around you. And now notice right next to you is a fenced-in garden. And within the garden are all your physical world worries. Take another deep breath and notice you've grown taller and your worries are significantly smaller. So take another slow, deep breath and see that your worries in the garden are even smaller, almost gone. Take another slow, deep breath and see that all your worries are gone. And in their place is a rich, fertile garden of soil. Step into your garden and pull from your heart the seeds of all that your heart desires. Wonderful relationships, excellent health, prosperous finances, and fulfilling profitable work. Prosperity angels join you in the garden to plant the seeds, while your love angels surround the garden, holding it in the limitless possibility of love. This is your field of potentiality, housing all the dreams of your heart. Once the seeds are planted, an angel gives you a small cup of water and indicates that you are to water your seeds. The cup is small, and there are many seeds to water, but you choose to trust. And that trust disconnects you from any doubt of having enough, and you begin to water your seedlings. Through your trust, each time you empty the cup, it miraculously refills to water the next seedling. And it's in this moment that you fully understand how truly limitless you are, and that you have all you need within you to create the desires of your heart in your physical world reality. After the last seedling is watered, the loving light around you grows brighter and brighter. Take a deep breath and turn to view your garden. Before you, all your dreams have come to fruition. Loving relationships are yours. Your body feels wonderful. Finances flow in ease and grace, and exciting, fulfilling work bursts forth. You feel love for your life. Embrace this feeling of blissful love and feel the light of your heart expand as you step into the higher awareness of unconditional, all-powerful, magnetic love. Your consciousness expands exponentially to an understanding of the limitless possibility that you are. The light of your heart dissolves all shadows of fear, and the loving light of your angels glow through you, creating the life you truly desire from love energy, that very essence of who you are. Now breathe deeply and fill every cell of your being with your core light of love. And just take a moment to allow this light to integrate throughout the cells of your physical body. Now it's time to return to the physical world and bring all that unconditional love of light, of all that love of your spiritual beingness that is you with you. Breathe in deeply and just see roots at your feet. Once again, going down into the very heart, the very core of Mother Earth. The roots go down through the rocks and the soils all the way down to that healing, loving light at her center. And just take another deep breath and pull that vibrant, healing light energy back up through the soils of Mother Earth, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Gently step out of the grounding tree, bringing with you all the love that you are. You're fully grounded and returned to the physical world. So the guided journey you just experienced is very powerful. Allow yourself the time you need for your physical body to align with your spiritual beingness, that essence of love that you are. And from this place of love, know, accept that you deserve to be happy. You've awakened the knowing within you that you truly are a limitless spiritual being of love and light, and you can be, do, and have anything your heart desires. It's already yours at a higher plane of existence. That's why you can even want it. So be gentle with yourself as your body aligns to this higher vibration of love. Drink lots of water and get some more rest if you can. Okay, so this completes this third session of the 5-day mini vacation with your angels program. I'm Kate Large, and thank you for sharing your time with me and the angels.